At the beginning of the war, U.S. President Wilson said American policy was neutrality. But in fact, it pursued a policy of pro-ally partiality. United States sold large quantities of arms and offering bank loans to Britain and France. 战争初期，威尔逊总统声明美国中立，但事实上他奉行的是支持同盟国的偏袒政策。美国向英国和法国出售了大量武器，并提供了银行贷款。America declared war on Germany on April the 6th, 1917, for several reasons. Firstly, the Germans announced that submarines were to be used to sink ships going to England, which would greatly injure American trade. Second, Germany promised the Mexicans a chance to regain its lost territory by going to war against the U.S.Third, after more than 2 years of fighting, both sides grew very weary. This was a good chance for the U.S. to successfully influence the result of the war. 美国于1917年4月6日对德宣战。宣战的原因在于，首先，德国人宣布用击舰潜艇击沉驶往英国的船只，这将极大地损害美国的贸易。第二，德国承诺给墨西哥人一个机会，通过与美国开战来收复失地。第三，经过两年多的战斗，双方都变得非常的疲惫，这是美国成功影响战争结果的好机会。When the war ended on November the 11th, 1918, the U.S. was one of the big four to enjoy the interest division of the defeated countries.The big four of that time was the U.S., Britain, France, and Italy.
当1918年11月11日战争结束时，美国成为了当时四大强国之一。四大强国是美国、英国、法国和意大利。而且呢，它享有了战败国的利益分割。
Peace Conference, the Paris Conference.Began on January the 18th, 1919. The conference was actually a conference of division of colonies of Germany, Austro-Hungarian, and the Ottoman Empire, and the grabbing as much as possible from the defeated nations. The result of the Paris Conference was the emergence of the Versailles Treaty System in Europe.
1919年1月18日巴黎会议召开，这个会议实质上是瓜分德国、奥匈帝国、奥斯曼帝国殖民地，尽可能掠夺战败国的一个会议。巴黎会议的结果是欧洲凡尔赛条约体系的出现。